Today's shiur is Daf Nun Tes, and we will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing the halacha of how we measure for the tchum. Says the Mishnah, "Ei maridin el min mumcha." We only use this the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. We only use an expert to do the measuring of the tchum. Interestingly, the Taurus Chaim makes a observation in the Lashon, in the terminology of the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah begins with the language Ein Moedidin, a Lashon Rabbin, and then when it speaks about the person who actually does the measuring, it says Min HaMumcha, singular, Lashon Yochid, talking about a singular person. So the Mefarshim explain that, as we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, measuring the tchum require two people holding the rope at their chest. Teaches us the Mishnah, although we need two people to measure the tchum, and our Mishnah is teaching us that we should use a mumcha, an expert, to measure the tchum, still teaches us the Mishnah, Maidedin, use two people to measure. Mumcha, only one of the two people has to be an expert. Tosfos has a different pshat in the Mishnah, and he explains that mumcha in the Mishnah does not refer to the person actually measuring the tchum. The mumcha rather refers to the area that is being measured. Rabbi Yoina, and there's two ways of learning that. One pshat is that the Mishnah is teaching us that the tchum should be measured directly opposite the city and not from its sides, because in the event that the terrain directly in front of the city is sloped and the terrain on the side is level, the result will be inaccurate. Measuring, that's one pshat. Rabbeinu Yonason understands that mumcha means straight. He says that the Mishnah is teaching us that the tchum should be measured over level ground. If there is hilly terrain in front of the city, one should make an effort to find level terrain over which to measure the tchum, so that the tchum is not needlessly lengthened. Interesting enough, the Svarim quote the Yismach Moshe, who said that if possible, when measuring the tchum, three people should measure the tchum, like a bezdin. Since we're dealing with a halachic decision, until where we may walk on Shabbos, we should preferably use a bezdin of three people. Continues the Mishnah. Riba l'makam echad, umiyat l'makam echad. Two people measured the tchum, and imagine somebody measured it on the right side of the border of the city, on the left side, and the border one side was further away from the city, giving you a longer tchum than from the other side. Shaymin l'makam shribay. We accept the one that has the longer measure, and that is considered the accurate tchum. Riba l'echad umid lechem. If one side of the measure is longer than the other, shaymin l'maruba. We again accept the longer one. And as we will learn in the Gemara, that this sentence seems to be identical to the previous sentence, and why is the Mishnah repeating it? Continues the Mishnah, Afilo Eved Afilo Shefcha, even a slave and a Shefcha who are not normally accepted to be Edim, are accepted in this situation to say Edis, that this is the Tchum. Now, there's two ways of learning this. One way is that they actually could be the one to measure the tchum, or pshat could be that if somebody measured the tchum, they could come and say that this person who measured the tchum found that the tchum is up to here, and therefore this is the spot for tchum shabbos. Tosfos points out, afilo eved afilo shifcha neman loyma ad kan tchum shabbos. Tosfos points out that the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos says, the following people could say testimony when they were adults what they saw when they were children. They could say Zav Ksav Yadei Nishal Abba. This is our father's signature. Va'at kan hayino mahalchim Shabbos, and this is Tchum Shabbos. However, Tosfos points out that the Gemara Masechta Ksuba says that when can we trust people who are normally disqualified to be Edim to say this Edus? Kishyesh Godliman, when there is one kosher witness with them. As Tosfos and our Mishnah just says that they're Nemon. So Tosfos says two pshatim. One pshat is, Tosfos says that our Mishnah actually is also referring to a situation where there is a Godl coming along with this Eved or the Shivcha to give testimony. Another pshat Tosfos gives is that when the Gemara in Masechet Ksuba says that a Godl is required to come along, it's not referring to all situations. Only in some of the cases that I mentioned in the Gemara Masechet Ksubas is that requirement there, not in all situations. Continues the Mishnah, Shlomer, Chomes, Dala, Hachmer, Chazal, not Machmer, requiring kosher Edus to say about the Tchum, El Hakel, they were Mekel, and everybody, all these people are trusted regarding the Tchum. So, the way Rashi learns the Gemara's question is as follows. We learned in the Mishnah that if two people were measuring the tchum of a city, one was measuring it, let's say, on the right side, and one was measuring it on the left side, and the person on the right side had a longer tchum than the person on the left side, so the Mishnah says we follow the person on the right side. So the Gemara in the Havimina understands the Mishnah, says Rashi, that when we say that we follow the person on the right side, that on the right side I could carry as far as the tchum went on, as far as he measured the tchum. What about on the left side? On the left side I won't be allowed to carry at all. And therefore, asked the Gemara, Lamakam Shirba'in, I'll only be allowed to carry on the right side, Lamakam Shirloi, but I will not be able to carry on the left side at all. Ask the Gemara, explains Rashi, B'chlam Masai Mana. If I could carry as far as the person who measured to the further distance, I should certainly be allowed to carry to the amount that the person measured to the shorter distance. Why is our Mishnah saying that you can't carry on the short side at all? Says the Gemara, what Mishnah means is, Ela Eima Afla Makam Shribai, that even on the side that somebody measured a shorter distance, you could walk to the same amount as was established by the longer measurement, even on the side where the actual measurement came up shorter. And then the Mishnah continued, Riba le'echad u'miyat le'echad, if one had a longer boundary than the other, we go with the person who has the longer boundary. And as we asked when we learned the Mishnah, Hasulamali, why is this then repeated? Hainuhach, it's the exact same halacha we just learned. Answers the Gemara Hachkama. Riba echad amir echad. You have two people measuring. One had a longer boundary and one had a shorter one. Shayim lezesh riba. So the halacha is, we accept the measurement of one who has the longer tchum because we assume that the one who had the short measurement is the inaccurate measurement. However, Amar Abaya, Ovachla yirba yoyse memidas ibalach soinon. When will we accept the longer measurement? That is only if he does not exceed the smaller measurement by more the tchum measurement of the city as defined by a diagonal. So the way the Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Imagine a city that's a square shape. When a person is measuring the tchum, he can measure it on a diagonal, 2,000 amos on the diagonal from the corner of the city, or he can measure it from the middle of the wall. The discrepancy between these two measurements would be approximately 585 amos. So what the Mara is teaching us, that if the discrepancy is a small discrepancy, so then we could say that perhaps one person pulled the rope a little more than the other person. Perhaps one person's rope sagged and the other person's rope did not sag, and we could explain it that way. However, here we're discussing an issue situation where the discrepancy is large. So it's too much to attribute it to some of these to sagging or stretching. However, even in such circumstances, explains Abaya, we may assume that the shorter measurement was obtained erroneously by measuring the 2,000 amos of the Tchum diagonally from the quarter of the city, rather by measuring it perpendicularly from the sides of the city. By connecting the four diagonal lines, he formed a Tchum square in which the perpendicular width of the Tchum is only 1,415 amos, which is 585 amos short. Since such an error is possible, then we accept the larger Tchum. But if we have no other way of explaining the discrepancy, we won't accept it. Now the Gemara quotes the last din of the Mishnah. Shloi Amru Chacham Esadova Lahachme Lahakal. Chazal only said the halach of Tchum Lahakal na Lahachme. Amru Ravina. So ask the Gemara Vatanya. Loi Amru Chacham Esadova Lahakal Lahachme. The Tchumim are not a kula, they're a chumra. And that's really the way we've been learning the whole Masechta. Midaraisa on Shabbos, you can walk as far as you want. Chazal came along and told us that we can't walk past 2,000 amos, past the Tchum. So how are you telling me the Tchum is a kula? Tchum is a chumra. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina. This is Pshat. Loi lahakal divrei Torah, el lahachmal divrei Torah. Yes, Tchumim, the basic concept of Tchumim, is not a kula, it's a chumra. However, but since the concept is a drabonon concept, tchumim drabonon, and therefore we're makel, as we learned in the Mishnah. Now, Ritva makes a very interesting observation. He says, wherever we have in a halacha, a sofik, so if we have no way of being mavar the sofik, we have no way of understanding what really happened, so there are halachas of Roiv and Chazakah, some of these halakhas that we've learned already. However, if there's a way of finding out the truth without relying on any of these devices, we have to find the truth. So after Ritva, why in our Mishnah we just make it? We should just go and remeasure. And even on Shabbos you're allowed to remeasure, because as we learned in the last Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, a Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter B'Shabbos. So why are we just relying and saying that the longer measure is fine? Go and remeasure. So Ritva says that this requirement, that whenever we have a suffix, we have to try to figure out what to do ourselves, is only when a tircha is not involved. However, when it involves a tircha, then we have to do what we can ourselves. In our situation, explains the Ritva, going to remeasure is a tircha, and therefore it's not required. And Tosis really makes a similar point. Tosis says that our Gemara is saying that why are we make regarding measuring, and we rely on an Eved, and we rely on a Shifcha, even though they're normally not valid witnesses, because Tchum is Drabon, says Tosis. What is our Gemara essentially saying? That if Tchum were the Raisa, we would not rely on these people. As Tosis, that we find that we do rely on such people, even by the Raisas, regarding the kashrus of a kitchen, regarding Hilchas Nida, we rely on women, even though they're not kosher edus. So Tosis makes the same distinction. Tosis says an important factor in who we trust and who we don't trust is how much tirch is involved. If not so much tirch is involved, it's easier to trust people. And if more tirch is involved, then it's hard to trust. That's why Tosis makes the point. Bedikas chametz, the obligation to do bedikas chametz, is midrabanan. Yet Tosis says we don't necessarily trust an eved or a shivcha. Why? It's a drabanan. But maybe because there's a tircha involved, and again, there may be different levels of tircha, so that's why we will or will not trust the person. As we've been learning the last two prokim, Hilchas Tchumim, and we will return to learn Hilchas Tchumim. However, this Mishnah digresses from discussing Hilchas Tchumim and goes back to something that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta regarding Shtufa Mevoz, which, as we learned, in order to be able to carry in a chatzar. A chatzar, by definition, is a courtyard to which many homes open. Erev chatzeres had to be constructed. Then, to be able to carry in a mavi, where a number of chatzeres open up to a mavi, shlufa mevos had to be made. Then, if you want to join a number of mavis, another shtufa mevos can join all of those mavis together. Truthfully, an entire town can have one shittuf, provided that it's a rishus hayochid midaraisa. Because as we've said, and know, a rishus harabim, an area which is midaraisa rishus harabim, no erev or shittuf will work for. However, as we will learn in our Mishnah, in certain cases Chazal were concerned that if an entire town were incorporated into one shittuf, and therefore you could carry throughout the entire town, the people might come to think that carrying in Rishus HaRabim is mutter. And they would not realize that the only reason you could carry in this town is because it's eligible for shittuf mavos, which was made. So therefore, in certain cases, Chazal required that a section of the city be left separate to indicate and to remind us of this halacha. Now, as we begin learning this Mishnah, a very relevant halacha l'maisa machloikus emerges. And that is the machloikus of Rashi and other Rishonim. What characteristics are required for an area to be considered a Rishus Rabbin? Rashi says that in order to be considered a Rishus Rabbin, it has to have Shishim Rubas, 600,000 people. According to other Rishonim, that is not a requirement of a Rishus Rabbin. We're going to learn the Mishnah like Rashi. Isha Yachid, you had a city which was private. It had less than 600,000 people. The other Rishonim will explain that this was a private area, it was a private town owned by a private person. And then Nasa Sarabim, now became a Shusarabim, there are 600,000 people living here. However, as Rashi explains, even though the city now has 600,000 people, it still is not a Shusarabim deraisa, because the road is not 16 amos wide. And another characteristic that everybody agrees is required for an area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim is that it has to be 16 amps wide. The halacha is ma'arvin es kulay, we can make one erev, one shittuf, permitting for everybody to carry throughout the whole city the Sarabim. But what happens if you have a city which was originally Rishus HaRabim, the nasa shal yachid, and now becomes Rishus HaYachid? The halacha is ein ma'arvin es kulay, we cannot make one shittuf, one erev for the whole city. Unless we set aside outside the Erev an area that is equivalent to the size of the town of Chadosh in Yehuda, which was which had 50 inhabitants. You have to leave such a block of houses that has 50 residents outside of the Erev. However, of course, the Rishonim point out they could have their own Erev. They just can't be included in the Erev of the entire city. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, it's not just enough that the entire city will have one Erev, and this area will have its own Erev, or no Erev. A separation, a Tzuras HaPesach, has to be constructed to separate this separate area from the rest of the city. Rav Shimon Omer, Shimon doesn't require such a big area. He says, Gimel Chatzer Shel Bnei Oda, Shoshnei Batim, it's enough to have three chatzeres, each having two living places. That's enough to be considered a separate area. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasa Shel Rabim. What is the case of a private city that became a public city? Amar Yehuda, Kigoy Diskarta Resh Galusa, the private town of Resh Galusa, which was originally private and then became public. Amalei Rav Nachman, my Tama, why did you choose this city as an example more than any other town? If you want to say that since people come off into the city, because as we know, the Resh Galusa was the leader of the Jewish people. It was like the government, where the government was, and therefore there are many people there on the Shabbos. And Mitkri Adodi, and they remind each other about Hilchos Shabbos, including the fact that the entire town is incorporated to one shittif. And only in such a situation, because the town was initially private, that's when we could be Mekel. Says the Gemara, every city, B'kul Yisrael Nemi, every city where there are Jews, they may not be as hustling and bustling as the Hermon of the Resh Galusa, but B'tzaf the Shraps of Shichei Adadi, all the Jews are found together the Shabbos morning when they go to hear Davin and Shul and hear Torah lading. So they remind each other. So what's unique about Hermon of the Resh Galusa? Now Rashi explains why is it called Hermon of the Resh Galusa. Hermon is from a lotion of authorization, that this Resh Galusa is the one who gave people smicha that they could paskin certain shailos. The Rishonim point out that we know that smicha, it's not the smicha that we're acquainted with, that when somebody receives smicha from yeshiva, and we're talking about smicha that they had Kabbalah or Masaira, which the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses at length, and that smicha could only be given in Eretz Yisrael. So how could the Gemara call it the Hermon of the Resh Galusa? Because smicha was given by the Resh Galusa there. The Resh Galusa can't give smicha. He lived in Bavel. He lived in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, the Rishonim explain that the city that's being referred to was actually a city in Chutz Laaretz. However, it had the same characteristics as the Hermon of the Resh Galusa, as the city of the Resh Galusa in Bavel, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, however, the Gemara asks, there's nothing so special about the city. In every Jewish city, we have people reminding each other, and therefore, Rav Nachman says, Kigoin the Stat, then Skuzi, the private town of Natuzi, which became a public town afterwards, still, this halacha will apply, as we learned in the Mishnah. Tanrabon, Isha Yochid Vinasa Shirabim. If a private town became public, Vishus HaRabim Averes B'Toichim. And we have a street which is a Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa, goes through the city. Kates Ma'arvan Asai. How do we make an Erev for this road? Says the Gemara, Ois Alechi Mekan Velechi Mekan. Either make a Lechi at both sides of the street, Aikar Mekan Vekar Mekan, or make a Kaira on both sides of the street. The nice and then you can carry inside this road. The Brice is teaching us that in a private town that became public, it's sufficient to close off only the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Obviously, we have to have the rest of the city closed also, but it's not necessarily to individually adjust each Mavi in the town. Since the entire town is now considered like a single enclosed chatzar. However, in a town which was always public, this would not be sufficient. Rather, even after enclosing the town and its Rishus Rabbim, Mavis which are open on two sides, each one would have to be individually adjusted. This is because an open Mavi branching off the Rishus Rabbim is easily confused with the Rishus Rabbim itself, and unless it is fixed, people will be led to carry an unadjusted Rishus Rabbim. However, in a town which was initially private, this is not a concern, since people remember that this is not an actual Rishus Rabbim. Continues the Braisa, Ve'eim Arvin HaSelech Tzoyin. We can't make separate Arvin for two halves. You can't divide the city. We'll talk about this more on Amud Beis. But and make an Erev for each area separately, we have to make one Erev for the entire area. Haisa Sharabim, if the town was originally a public town, Verei Sharabim, and it's still a public town, Ve'eloi Ela Pesach Echad, but it only has only one entrance, Dir Aloch is Ma'avnas Kulay. We could still make an Erev for the whole city, because, as we learned on Amud Aleph, in order for a city, in order for an area, the din of Rishus Rabbim, it has to have the characteristics of the Diglei Midbar, of the camp of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The camp of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar was mefulish. It had two openings. Therefore, if I have an area that's not mefulish, it doesn't have two openings, it only has one opening, so it doesn't have the characteristics of Rishus Rabim, and therefore will not have the din of Rishus Rabim. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this brisa. Now when we learn the brisa, an obvious question comes up. The brisa discusses how we're going to make an erev around this Rishus Rabim. But we just explained when we learned the Mishnah that a Rishus Rabim d'oraisa, an erev can never be made for. So ask the Gemara, Nan Tana, the Marv Rishus Rabim. Who's a Tana that teaches us that you can make an erev around Rishus Rabim? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehuda hi. The Tana of our brisa is Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, yes, I can Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said in the brisa, the first part of the brisa, this is a brisa that we've encountered Baruch Hashem many times, that Rav Yehuda teaches us that it's permitted to carry an Rishus Rabim under an overpass. Since the halacha says that the sides of the overpass halachically come down, good achzik mechitzta, and you also have a roof, the overpass itself, that area under it will certainly be considered a Rishus Hayochid, and you can carry on it. Continues the brisa. Yes, okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Moreover, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, if somebody has two houses on the two sides of Rishus Rabim, and he wants to carry from one house to other house across the street, the halacha is, he makes a lechi on one side, on the one of the side where it's open, the lechi mikan on the other side, or kair mekan v'kair mekan, or you can make kairis on the two sides, v'noisim emtsim, then you can carry in the middle. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold this way? Because as we've explained previously, Rabbi Yehuda holds the midaraisa, as soon as you have two walls, the area is considered Rishus HaYachid. So here the two houses make this area into Rishus HaYachid. However, Chazal were the ones that said you can't carry in this street. But Chazal said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you'll make two lechis, or you'll make two kairis, you will be allowed to carry. Amrloi, the Chacham disagree, and they told him, Eim Amr Shus Rabim B'kach, and they hold that two walls are not enough to be considered Shus HaYachid. Our Shus HaYachid has to have, minimally three walls, and where you have Shus Rabim D'Oraisa, as we've learned, an Erev will not work. So we learned in the Braisa, on Amr Aleph, Amr Mar, the Eim Amr Shalach Tzon. We cannot take a town and split it in half and make two separate areas for each half. Comes along Rav Papa and qualifies this halacha. Amr Rav Papa, lo amru el arkay. If you have a road, imagine any street going from one avenue to the other avenue. So you have, let's use a street that has, you have a block, you have the even side of the street, you have the odd side of the street, and you have the street running right down. So says the Gemara, that when the Braisa said that you can't make separate areas for two areas, means if you want to split down the street down the middle, make one area for the half on the even side, and one half for the area on the odd side, that will not be acceptable. Since both sides represent one street, to represent one thoroughfare, and everybody from the even side of the street is allowed to walk on the odd side, or vice versa, splitting it this way is unacceptable. Avel rochva ma'arvin. But if we divide it to the width, that means again, let's say you had a street and you didn't divide it along the length, but you divided it along the width, the first half of the block and the second half of the block, and you made one area for one half and another area for the other, and the Rishonim also all point out, that's not just enough that we made separate areas for these two sides. We also have some sort of a division between the two sides, like a Tzuras HaPesach, to separate these two halves. This would be acceptable, because then each one of the halves has access to an entrance, to a different entrance, because as we described at the beginning of this Amid, to be considered a street, it has to be mefulish, it has to have two entrances. So if you divide the street this way, the people on one half will walk out one entrance, the people on the other half will walk out the other entrance, and it's now considered two separate areas. Says the Gemara, Kaman, according to whom the Rav Papa say this din, says the Gemara the like Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't go with Rabbi Kiva, because we're going to learn a Gemara, a Mishnah, Mitzashem, and Daf Ayin Hey. The Mishnah deals with a case where we have two chetzeris, one behind the other, in a situation that the inner chatzer opens into the outer chatzer, which then opens into the street. The people of the inner chatzer have no access to the street unless they go through the outer chatzer. But the people on the outer chatzer obviously could get to the street and have no need to go in and have no right to go into the inner chatzer. The Mishnah discusses a case where each one of these chatzeris made their own Erev, but did not make a common Erev together. The Tanna Kamma says that each one of these individual Erevs will be a kosher Erev, and everybody will be allowed to carry within their own chatzer. Rabbi Kiva says that the Erev of the outer chatzer is possible, since people of the inner chatzer have the right, and will use the right, to walk through the outer chatzer to get to the street. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, the failure of the inner chatzer people to join the Erev of the outer chatzer invalidates that Erev. And we'll explain it a little more. So here, because Ha'amar, Rabbi Kiva says, Regla Mataris B'Makaymai, that even though in its own place the people B'Makaymai in the inner chatzer can carry because they have an Erev, they can asser, they could disqualify the Erev of where they, it's, which is not their place. They could disqualify the Erev of the people of the outer chatzer when they don't join in that Erev, since they have right of passage in that outer chatzer. So going back to our case, according to Rabbi Kiva, separating the city in halves and giving each half, even though you divided it by the width, its own Erev should not be acceptable, since each half has still the right of passage through the other half of the main street. They should disqualify the other one's Erev. Says the Gemara, I feel time Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva could agree to the dinner of Rav Papa. Why? Because at Kanli come Rabbi Kiva Hassam, where did Rabbi Kiva say that the Erev of the outer chatzah will be disqualified? El b'shtei chatzeres lufnei mezu. When we're dealing, as we explained, with two chatzeres, an inner chatzah and an outer chatzah, the pnimis lestalei pesachrina. There is no other way for the people of the inner chatzah to get to the street without passing through the outer chatzah. Therefore, the Erev is automatically disqualified, because people who must have access to this area didn't join in this Erev. Aval Hocha, in our case, it's not necessary for the two halves of the street to walk into each other's area to get out of the street, because high nafka b'hai pischa, the people on one half of the street can exit on their side, for high nafka b'hai pischa, the people on the other side can walk out on their side. So since it's not required for them to walk out on the other side, even Rabbi Kiva will agree that this is not considered a case of regal hamateres mekayma aseres afilu shleiv mekayma. Ikad Amri, others have a version of Rav Papa's halacha. Loi teimel aku d'loi ma'arvim. Not say when the street is divided along its length, then we can't make two separate erevs. Aval l'rochva ma'arvin, if it was divided by the width, you would be allowed to make an Erev. Rather, afilu l'rochva nami loy ma'arvin, even if it's only divided by the width, you still would not be allowed to make an Erev. Why? Because k'man k'Rabbi Kiva. This is in accordance with Rabbi Kiva, that holds that because you have a right to walk in an area, if people have a right to walk in an area, and if they didn't join in the Erev of that area, they have the ability to aser, to disqualify that Erev. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tamei Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan may agree, because at Kanli Kam Rabbanan Hasam, you know when the Rabbanan said that if the people in the inner chatzer made their own Erev, and the people of the outer chatzer made their own Erev, the fact that the people of the inner chatzer did not contribute to the outer chatzer's Erev according to Rabbanan, doesn't disqualify it. You know why? Because we stay chatzer zu lifnei zu, because we have two chatzeres, one behind the other. The pnimis achad ladashim shtamsha, because the people in the inner chatzer could be forced to close the door and use only their own area for the Shabbos, forfeiting their rights for the Shabbos to pass through other chatzer, and there'll be two separate areas, each having their own chatzer, like me and my neighbor having separate backyards that are not connected, that we each have our own eruv. And Tosfos says that even if, when Rabbanan say here that each one is confined to their own area, doesn't mean that the people in the inner chatzer would not be allowed to walk through the outer chatzer at all. They would not be able to get out to the street. They would not be able to go to shul the whole Shabbos. Of course they would be able to go. What the Gemara here means is, says Tosfos, that as we've said many times, in ancient times, the chatzer, the courtyard, was a crucial area of activity where work was done. It was part of their living area. Tosfos says is that in this circumstance, this Shabbos, the people in the inner chatzer would only be allowed to walk through the outer chatzer, but not actually do any work there. Aval hocha, but in our case, where it has one main street, where you want to divide it, mi motzer misafki rishus ram mihocha, do we have the ability to remove the rishus ram from here? Everybody in the town has the same right to the main street because it's a single undivided unit and you can't separate the city. Continues the Gemara in explaining the brice that we learned on Amalf. Amamar, I kuloi, either we make the entire town, when we're talking about a private town that became public, we can make the entire town have one Erev, I mavi mavi mifnei atzmai, each mavi separately. Ask the Gemara, Mashna de lachtsoim deloy. Why, as we just learned in the previous Gemara, you can't split the city in halves? The Asri Adadi, because they ask for each other, because as we just explained, since everybody has rights, a passage has rights to the entire Rosh Hashanah, you can't divide a Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, so the simile we should say, Mavi Mavi Nami, in the case where each Mavi has a separate Erev, we should say Asri Adadi. The residents of the different mavis should restrict each other from carrying even in their own mavi. Since all were originally a single unit, so how could you have separate areas for each mavi? Answers the Gemara, Hakim Ma'iskinan, Kigoyin to Avadaka. We're talking a case where the people of each mavi that are making their own Erev that want to be separate from the rest of the town, make a doorway, have a small entrance built across the entrance of the mavoi where it meets the street. That's how Rashi learns. Ritva learns Rashi somewhat differently. He says that they made a small opening in the town wall at the back of the mavoi, which allowed them to exit their mavoi without passing through the main street, and therefore a separate area could be made here. The kihad the amar of Idi bar Oven amar of Chizda, ech b'nei mavoi sh'asa dakel pischai. If people of one chatzer in a mavoi made a small entrance to their chatzer's opening, ein oisa b'nei mavoi, it doesn't restrict the other members of the mavoi from carrying if they joined in a shittif without it. Why? Because by building this entrance, the residents of this chatzer indicate that they wish to be considered separate from the rest of the mavoi, and therefore they don't have the ability to restrict the rest of the eruv. So as we explained, Rashi explains that a daka means a small entrance, and that could be seen in the diagrams on page 73, diagram 219. However, Tosfos learns that a daka means a mechitza. It's some sort of a wall. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says that how high does this mechitza have to be? So the Mishnah Berurah says it could be dal tefachim, it could be four tefachim high. But the Chazanish says not only could it be four tefachim high, the Chazanish says it can't be higher than 10 tefachim. And he explains, since the entire purpose of this mechitza is to be a heker, is to be a show that the people of the smavri, or the schatz, or whatever the situation is, want to separate themselves from the rest of the area. If you will have a mechitza higher than Asar Tfachim, explains the Chazon Ish, that will be considered like a wall, and nobody will realize that it's serving as a heker to separate themselves. And therefore the Chazon Ish requires that this taka be a mechitza that's between 4 and 10 tefachim high. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that, like Tosfos, that a daka does not mean an entrance, that a daka means a mechitza, like Tosfos explains.